In March, a trial begins in Wichita, Kansas, for three men accused of plotting to bomb an apartment complex in Garden City, Kansas, where Somali refugees lived and maintained a mosque. The three men, who called themselves Crusaders, were arrested in October 2016 and faced federal charges of conspiring to use a weapon of mass destruction. The story behind the plot and the investigation is the subject of a New York Magazine feature. The writer, Jessica Pressler, joins us now. Jessica, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
And Garden City, Kansas, not a place that a lot of people have been. Tell us about it.
Garden City is almost a very typical small town. It is literally in the middle of the country, almost equidistant from both sides. It's a cattle town right now. There are a lot of meatpacking plants in the area and farms and things like that. And then, of course, there's like a town center and a Walmart and all that good stuff.
And a lot of Somali refugees there.
And a lot of Somali refugees, yes.
And why have they come?
They have come because there's jobs. There's jobs at the meatpacking plants, kind of like hard labor. You don't have to speak English, cutting sides of meat, packaging meat. Just they need a lot of hands out there because they, you know, produce a lot of meat from that area.
You met one very prominent Somali refugee there, Ifra Amen. Tell us about her.
Ifra is wonderful. Ifra was a community leader in Garden City, meaning of the kind of Somali refugee population. Mm-hmm. There's, you know, several hundred Somalis there, and she kind of helps people acclimate. She helps people get papers. She helps them, you know, get driver's licenses, translates for people, things like that.
How are the Somalis seen in the community?
It's interesting. I mean, there is in Garden City like a kind of history of having a lot of different ethnicities and a very diverse population. And there are people who have moved to Garden City specifically to work with the refugee population because they want to help people. And then there is, especially kind of in the lead up to the election, people who feel suspicious of them because they are Muslim. They, you know, tend to keep to themselves. So there are people who are suspicious and nervous about that it's changed the community.
Which brings us to the three men who were arrested and charged with conspiring to detonate bombs there and harm the Muslim population there. Tell us about the plot. What happened?
Okay, so these three men were from outside of Garden City. They were from different towns outside of Garden City. But basically, they were members of a militia, which, as you know, like the militia movement has grown mm-hmm. kind of really rapidly over the past 15 years. And the goals of this militia is ostensibly to protect America against enemies, foreign and domestic. And, you know, there's a lot of people with, like, you know, right-wing and racist beliefs in militias. There's also a lot of people who are just kind of survivalists. But these guys were part of a militia. They felt very strongly that ISIS was a very big threat, and they sort of wanted to do something to wake America up to the fact that, you know, we were letting a lot of Muslim refugees into the country, and it was very dangerous. They were really worked up by especially a lot of the rhetoric in the lead up to the election about Muslim refugees coming into the country.
And they believed that these Somali refugees in Kansas were members of ISIS, or they just wanted to make a point against Muslims?
Both, actually. I mean, there was a whole like thing where they sort of believed that there were ISIS flyers found in the county library, ISIS recruitment flyers. I mean, they believed a lot of things. They believed that there are tunnels under Walmarts, like linking all the different Walmarts together, that the government was going to use to declare martial law at some point, and UN troops were going to come out. That they believed a lot of different conspiracy theories. So they definitely believed that at least among some of the population of Somali refugees in Garden City, that some of them were potentially dangerous. The way that our president was in fact telling people that, you know, I believe he said kind of in the lead up to the election, like, there are a lot of, you know, dangerous people in this group, and it's like a breeding ground for ISIS.
And these guys were consuming a lot of right-wing media.
They were consuming a lot of, I would say, right-wing and conspiracy media.
Mm-hmm. But they were never able to actually carry out their attack plan. What happened?
No, they were, yes, they were caught. There was an informant that infiltrated their group at a certain point and alerted authorities to what was going on, and they watched them for quite a while. And when it started to seem like they were really going to take action, then they were arrested.
But there are now questions, and you bring them up in your article, about whether the FBI maybe went a little too far in this, allowing these guys to get very close to their attack before they actually stepped in and stopped them.
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely a situation where the FBI did set them up with a undercover agent who allowed them to fire weapons, who was like, yeah, I can get you that dynamite and stuff like that. But I do think that it's kind of that is the defense, is that, you know, they were talked into it by the feds. These are very anti-government guys. And so their defense is like, the feds set us up. In reality, though, if you look at the transcripts, the things that they said were really appalling. They called Muslims cockroaches. They indicated their desire to commit a violent act very frequently.
Did you discover whether this is a common occurrence of the FBI letting plots like this develop to this level before stepping in and stopping them?
I mean, this is definitely something that has been said of the FBI, that and proven of the FBI, that there's a book called The Terror Factory that it's all about this, where usually Muslim people are sort of set up to, you know, given weapons, or they meet a guy who's like, oh, we should really attack XYZ and or, you know, I'll give you the money to go to Syria and stuff like that, and then they're arrested. So I think that that's their defense, is that they were being set up in a similar way.
How has all this reverberated in Garden City and the surrounding area?
It's really interesting. I think that Garden City, like I said, it's always been like a very diverse, a very like tolerant place. To a large extent, people in Garden City are very clear, like, those guys aren't from here. They're not, those aren't our people. Like, they're outsiders. They don't understand the Garden City. Like, this is not who we are. And I think in a lot of ways, it's kind of brought the community closer together. And there's some kind of beautiful things that have come out of it. Like, one of the doctors at the local hospital started a dinner series where Somali refugees and kind of like other types of people would invite each other into each other's homes for dinner. Which was really very sweet. There's been a lot of like more conversation between the various groups that live there, which is kind of a nice outcome.
Mm. Now, we mentioned that there's a trial coming up in March. And earlier this month, attorneys for Patrick Stein, Gavin Wright and Curtis Allen asked a federal judge to include prospective jurors from Western Kansas because they're more likely to be Trump voters. Do you have any thoughts on what this trial might be like?
It's really interesting because the reason that they asked is that one of the attorneys said there's a different belief system in this part of Southwest Kansas. I don't know that the people of Garden City would agree with that necessarily, but I think what they're striving for there is the kind of people that the kind of groups that these guys came from, where you're in a militia, you're deeply immersed in kind of getting your news from InfoWars and online sources that are not the most reputable, and you distrust the federal government, and you think that there's a possibility that the federal government, you know, does set up innocent civilians to this extent and, you know, for their own purposes or enrichment. So that they're hoping that they can get people who really distrust the government and their role in this to exonerate these guys.
Hmm. That's Jessica Pressler, contributing editor for New York Magazine, and we'll link you to her article about the plot to bomb Garden City, Kansas at hereandnow.org. Jessica, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
And by the way, the judge rejected that request that the jury come from areas with more Trump voters.